a continuing commitment. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
I think the Farm Bureau is a wonderful organization. It's the largest Farm Bureau in the country, and that says something about how well it serves people. But I've enjoyed working with it. I think the partnership has worked well to educate me about agricultural issues, and I've gotten help from them in getting various things done.
Governor Phil Bredesen commenting yesterday in Franklin after his address to delegates attending the 84th annual meeting of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation. The governor made his remarks during the final day of the three-day convention that brought in close to 2,000 farm leaders from practically every county. The voting delegates concluded their business session by electing their new president, Lacey Upchurch of Cumberland County.
I guess the word that I would use would be wow. I think I used that in my statement to the delegate body, and it was really an emotional, kind of a humbling time. I have friends all across this state, almost in every county in the state, and to have them to select me as the president of this organization, it's an awesome feeling. It really is.
Upchurch becomes only the seventh president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau in the 84-year history. He succeeds Sequatchie County dairyman Flavius Barker, who retired after serving 10 years in that position. Upchurch, a 59-year-old beef producer near Crossville, has served as vice president since 2000.
And I really look forward to meeting the people all across the state and speaking on behalf of them in front of a lot of different kinds of audiences and really telling the story of agriculture. And, you know, there's lots of people out there that don't have an appreciation for where their food comes from. I think that I have a good opportunity to express those views.
Lacey Upchurch of Cumberland County, the new Tennessee Farm Bureau president. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.